Outstanding. We're standing here, can't believe we're not, won the game, but the keeper was in inspired form. But to the second half, we were absolutely relentless. The way that we powered forward, we created numerous chances. On another day, we could have had three or four comfortably, but it wasn't to be. But the effort and the way that we played, I think that we were certainly the better side on the day and deserved to go through, but we haven't, so we've got to go and do that again up at Spotland. But we're in the hat, and that's a great place to be and a great thing to say after the draw.
As the old cliche goes, it was difficult to see which was the team 8th in League One and which was the team 16th in the conference.
Yeah, and League One's a very good league. It is it's a big step up from League Two, but the players have dealt with. We worked hard on preparation for the game. We were fortunate that we had lots of reports and videos from various League One clubs that we could use. And I think that we negated their threats and the way they wanted to play, and they were resorting to playing diagonal balls to Pete Vincenti and to Calvin Andrew. And we dealt with the second ball really well. And from there, when we passed the ball, we moved it quite well. And just a little bit of quality in the first half, in the final third. We just a little bit anxious to do something before we had control of the ball. But when we did pass it, we looked very, very confident on it. And then we just took that into the second half, just tweaked a couple of bits and pieces in, making sure that we were solid without the ball, and breaking and being on the front foot and really causing them problems. And I think second half we overran them.
You were able to bring some key players back, Chris Barker and Jordan Robertson, Manny Oyeleke, and all played their part.
Yeah, it was a tough one this week. The lads that missed out, it's tough, but we've had three or four gone down with illness this week. We've had 11 in a treatment room on Tuesday who didn't train, and really it was a case of assessing everyone and making sure that we didn't play them if it was going to harm them, because we've got a big December coming up. But we felt that we could win the game, and we wanted to play a side that we felt could cause them the most problems and see how long they lasted, and then the lads could come on and do it another effective job. And for some of them boys to play 90 minutes was ridiculous. Some of them haven't played for 3 weeks, and that just shows the effort. And they dug deep, very, very deep today, but they've all carried the plan out particularly well. We worked on stuff in training, we tweaked it a little bit this morning, to be honest. I went in there and I changed things around a little bit. I felt that I wasn't too confident in how we had set them up, and we wanted to change it and really to be on the front foot and take the game to them, especially when we heard that they were missing a few through illness and stuff. We felt that we could really play the way we wanted, and I think that's what happened. When we play the way we want to play, we're a good side.
It was another game as well, like the Portsmouth replay, most memorable, where Aldershot Town have finished by far the stronger. And as you say, with all the injuries, that I guess that should be surprising. But having watched Aldershot Town, it wasn't. It's become the norm.
Yes, right. It is. It's amazing, really, the turnaround. Beginning of the season, there was a few that are struggling towards the end of the games, and we were holding on. But now we're relentless in what we do, and that's credit to all the staff and the players for believing in what we've asked them to do in training and buying into it, because it's shown on the pitch, and they know that we can get results and they can show that what good players they are by doing that, and it encourages them to do it even more. So for the last couple of months we've been excellent. The effort they've put in, last Saturday was probably the end of anyone's ability to go and do what they can do physically. And I think if anyone who comes to the game sees that there's nothing left in the tank when they've come off the pitch, and to do that Tuesday Saturday is a real tough ask. And given we've got another replay, then we're going to have to look at the Christmas period and make sure that we rotate people properly, because otherwise we could go down with a few injuries, and we don't need that.
Nice situation to be in. You can sit down tomorrow night, watch the telly, glass of wine in hand, and hope for another draw. Of course, the shot's got Manchester United in the League Cup 3 years ago. Be nice to get another team like that.
Absolutely. The fact that we're in the hat with all the big boys is great. It's what we've always we've wanted, and we've set our targets on. The money we're making as a football club from this run is going to be a massive help. But like you say, it's the confidence and the belief in the players that they get from it. And Rochdale will be thinking the same thing. If we get a tasty draw tomorrow night, it will just add that little bit of extra spice up at Spotland. But the performance we've put on today, we'll go there with no fear.